Benefits and procedures of performance appraisal. Correct placement. The benefit and is very important to have the right person at the right job. We cannot put a person who's trained and qualified in bakery in food service. The desire to work or his technical skills will not play any role in this area. Hence, it is very important to place the right person in the right job, in the right place, in the hospitality industry. Assistance to self-improvement. Self-improvement is one area which is required in the hospitality industry. Improvement in behavior, conduct, personality, grooming, communication skills, interaction, coordination is very, very important. Incentives to grow and develop. Growth and development in the hospitality industry are of different types. Employees in the front office may be encouraged to learn foreign languages or take up courses in travel and tourism so that they may be able to assist the tourist. They may be able to assist in foreign exchange, etc. Effective training programs. Every training program that is introduced in the organization or in a hospitality unit is important that it should be effectively helping the employees to grow. It should be of the interest of the employees. There are various training programs which help the employee to bring out their hidden talents, like teamwork training, leadership training, etc. Benefits and procedures of appraisal, performance appraisals. Introduction of sound personal policies. Every policy that is introduced in the hospitality organization has to be sound. By saying we send sound, it should be practical and logical. Every policy that is introduced should have a set procedure to follow, making it easy for every staff and the management to adopt it. Cordial employee relationship. The employee relationship here should be very cordial, especially because every team is built up with employees coming from different cultural backgrounds, economical backgrounds, religious and values may be different. Sometimes even nationalities are different. For example, when we talk about people working on the cruise, we find different nationalities coming together, and this brings about differences. Adjustment for employees to work with one another should be a priority in the training program. HRD planning and developing. Planning and development by the HR department is a continuous process in every organization. Improvements have to be made, new structures should be to be introduced, new policies should be taken up. The management, along with the head of departments, should take up matters of concern so that the departments work smoothly. Employee communication. As I told you earlier, communication is the key term that revolves the entire hospitality organization. It is through communication that every job function is done to the excellence and perfection. All the communication that takes place is within the team, from one department to the other, and the most important is the interaction with the guest or the customers. Such interactions lead to something that we cannot imagine. A satisfied customer goes back and tells another 10 or 15 people about our service, about our environment, about our good products, and that's how we get continuous clientele coming to our organization. So hence, communication is very important. The intangibles attached to the communication, like a good smile, is very, very important in hospitality industry. Performance in hospitality. In hospitality, it is important to compare standard performance with actual performance. It is like a scale. The balance should be met, and every employee aims at having this balance met. There are set standards for every job function. There are set menus, there are set recipes, everything is standardized. The portion size is very important. You can't over portion or under portion anything. You cannot have the system changed to suit you, and hence every employee is required to follow the standards that are set by the organization. Now your actual working standards will be met to these standards that are set, and hence your performance appraisal will depend on the scale between the standard performance and your actual performance. Methods of performance appraisal. There are two methods of performance appraisal, the traditional and the modern methods. Both the methods have their own advantages and disadvantages. Most hospitality in units feel that it is good to have a combination of the modern and the traditional methods. In both these methods, we looked at target achievement, punctuality, attitude, quality of work, and time management. Taking into consideration all this, time management is the most important. Time management is important because every function in the hospitality unit is time bound. We cannot tell the customer that you wait, we will serve you after half an hour. Everything should be within the time frame provided or the time standards that are to be implemented. Target achievements are the profits of the organization. Once the profits are set, we have to work hard to meet these targets. Secondly, meeting the targets also means working within the budget to meet the targets. Punctuality, time lost. If you are not punctual, your work hours are reduced. You'll have a cut in your salary due to the time lost. Attitude is the next very important area that every staff of the hospitality industry has to focus on. You have to have the right attitude, a positive behavior, in order to work with your team for meeting the goals of the organization. Quality of work, as I said, should be excellent. There is no two ways about it. Methods of working standards are set, and we have to work accordingly. Due training is given to every staff in order to achieve this quality of work, and hence there is nothing lacking from the side of the management. Performance appraisal traditional approach. Traditionally, performance appraisal has been used as just a method for determining and justifying the salaries of the employees. This is where the traditional method was used for several years. Then it began to be used as a tool for determining rewards whether we should give a rise in the salary to a particular staff, punishments, that is a cut in salaries or the pay from the past performance of the employees. So performance appraisal traditionally is either to justify a salary, to either give a rise in salary or to cut a salary. That is a punishment or a reward. Performance appraisal, now the modern approach is more formal and structured as a tool to identify better performing employees from others. How will you grade an employee? This method, modern method, is used mainly to grade an employee, whether he is good or he is excellent or he is satisfactory, as a tool to identify employees' training needs. According to the performance appraisal, training is given to the staff and the training needs are identified from time to time, as a tool to identify career development paths. Career development is that area where educational qualifications also play a good role, and hence career development programs will be introduced by the Human Resource Development Department to encourage staff to meet the requirements in the performance appraisal. It is a tool to identify rewards and bonuses. It is a tool to identify promotions to the next level. Again, all performance appraisals are, the key thing is to either reward or to punish, to give you training and to upgrade you. In hospitality organizations, the Human Resource Development Department processes a combination of two methods, that is the modern method and the traditional method, and this they have found to be very effective. An evaluation of every area, conduct, behavior, grooming, punctuality, is taken into consideration. How you deal or how you work within the team, how you respond to your supervisors, what are the additional responsibilities you have taken during crisis, how you have made decisions in times of emergency, all this is taken into consideration and you are evaluated as outstanding, excellent, very good, average, below average, poor. These are the evaluating systems that are taking place today in the hospitality industry. Limitations of performance appraisal. Not all performance appraisals has advantages. There are certain limitations also of performance appraisal. It is time consuming. And as I said that the hospitality industry works round the clock and it is a time bound industry, time is a factor that has to be taken into consideration. Both the employee as well as the person doing the appraisal has to be free. Stress on self-development. The employees are sometimes put on to additional stress when it comes to self-development. They have to make extra effort to improve themselves, and this brings about a certain stress in the employee. Care should be taken that too much stress should not be given to this area. Absence of effective participation of employee. This, when the employees sometimes do not cooperate in appraisal performance, this happens. Absence of effective participation of employees. They have to be told well in advance the date and time to appear for an appraisal, and hence it is very important that he comes in the right frame of mind. Limitations again. The employees feel that this shows their defects. The employee feels that he is targeted sometimes. This happens sometimes, especially when there is grievances between the employee and the supervisor or the employee and the head of department. Very often this does not happen, but there are occasions where such things do happen in the hospitality industry when the employee feels that this shows their defects. When they are shown their defects and they feel that no, they are better than what the person is appraising them, they should voice up and clear their doubts. Appraisals lead to quarrels and spoiling the relationship between supervisors and the subordinates. This is exactly what I just explained to you. There may be a little bit of differences that takes place between the supervisor and the employee. When things are not so good and it is pointed out or exaggerated so that a small thing becomes a big issue. Such things have to be very carefully handled in a friendly, sympathetic manner so that the staff does not get hurt and he is open to corrections. Appraisal and relationship in hospitality. In hospitality, appraisal is conducted with care. Since appraisal leads to quarrels and spoiling the relationship between supervisors and the subordinates, very often when appraisals are taken, they are taken with due consideration to the feelings of the staff. Hence, a supervisor should not be biased, should be considerate, and should be able to maintain the relationship between his team members and him. Performance appraisal interviews. This is the last step of the performance appraisal, where the interviews are held. Tell and sell interview, where you tell the person areas that require to be improved on. Tell and listen interview, you tell the staff the areas that are not so good and you ask him ways and methods where he could improve himself to meet the set standards of the organization. Problem solving interview. In this last method, we find that it is an interactive conversation or communication between both the interviewer and the interviewee or the employee, and they both discuss how best they could bring out a good performance before the next appraisal. This last method is very important in the hospitality industry, where maybe he meets together with the supervisor, the head of department, and discussion takes place correlated to those problems that are pointed out in the appraisal. Appraisal interviews. In hospitality, there should be a strong backing from the management for conducting this interview. This interview will bring about a lot of grievances also from the staff, and hence the backing of the management is very important. Whatever the grievances that are brought forward should be noted down. The management has to be informed that these areas require improvement so that the staff can conduct themselves well. Performance review. After every interview, there should be a review. Performance review objective, that is the type of employee. Different types of performance review is there. Performance log, self-appraisal, you give a chance for the employee to appraise himself and you compare his appraisal with your appraisal. Performance review again, the goals are usually salary and rewards. This is also carried out, performance review, so that this is more or less a feedback. Thank you.